All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Games Corner. We're back with Eve Nicole, so let's go ahead and get started. Aster handed the bag of money he had received from Lewin over to the woman. Thanks, now we won't have to worry about food for a while longer. It was nothing. Oh, is that you, Aster? Kulpis, if it isn't Kulpis. Lady Ramius. Kulpis was excited to see Aster again, but when she noticed Ramius behind him, her expression darkened. Lady Ramius, I'm sorry, I was so terrified. What I did was awful. Don't worry about it, it's in the past now. But you saved my life and I injected you with Aiden's blood. As I said, I really don't mind. The results weren't so bad for me, so you could say, you could say you were like Cupid. Riche! I was worried about what happened to you, but it looks like you're living somewhere safe. Yes, oh, and are you delivering funds from the king? Yeah. Thank you. We try to manage on our own, but being unable to make anything yourself is more harsh than you can imagine. Yeah. Without any financial support, we can't even put food on our plates. Huh, so the king was helping these people. Like I said, Father wouldn't do something like this without a reason for it. Yep, he really is a great person. I'm sure he ordered you not to talk so he could test how tight you could keep your lips. Really? Haven't you noticed how Eden's spies have been snooping on us? What? Oh man, and I told you about everything. If you'd failed, you'd already been stopped. That means revealing the truth to us was fine. Huh, that's good. But if he wants to support these girls, he could have given them a better place to live. Can't ask for too much, just the fact that we're outlaws means most people won't accept us. That's right, just having a place to live and money to live off of is much better than the alternative. Palamedes and I want to help women like this too, but we're only able to do it in secret. I see. For now, I'll go around and ask if anyone needs anything. Tio began walking through the camp and talking to many of the women she passed. I get it, so Tio's arguing against the destruction of the ruins in order to protect this camp. Turns out Tio was a wonderful person. She's very devoted to helping us. I believe her younger sister committed suicide after she was assaulted by outlaws. Her sister? That's very sad to hear. All I did was cry at first, but Tio consoled me and somehow convinced me to live on. Yeah, I'm sure you'll be able to do anything you set your mind to, Kulpis. Thank you. Hmm? Oh, it's my transmitter. Gura-Gura noticed her transmitter ringing and frantically pulled it out of her pocket. Hello, this is Gura-Gura. Huh? Oh no, yes, understood. What is it, did your master tell you something? The president, Boris is ordering outlaws to attack cities. What? Yet another random development. That's kinda hard to believe. According to master, Boris is the one who's been hiring them and they're hiding in the water purification plant. I knew it, Boris is behind everything. Tio? The sudden increase in the number of outlaws must be because Boris invited them here to help him get elected. Now that I'm catching up, he's panicking and having them attack cities so he can push for their eradication and get more votes on his side. He'd attack cities to win an election? That's insane! So what's your master want you to do? He told me to do my part as a knight and go beat evil, of course, so I'll be going after them. Then I'll go too. Huh? But it's got nothing to do with you. Don't be like that, we're a team. A team? Are you two okay with that? Of course, I couldn't send Gura-Gura off to the villain's hideout all by herself. Either way, we've got to see if those outlaws are connected to Snake Crest. Ramius and Riche, too. That'll mean leaving you behind, though, Tio. No need to worry about me. Palamedes should be here soon, so I'll return to Lancelot with him. Okay, then. Now that the secret mission's over, I guess this is goodbye. We can't help you win the election, but we will support you. Thank you. I promise I'll win for the sake of protecting these girls. No matter what it takes. Aster, be careful. I will. See you later. To stop Boris' plan to attack towns using the outlaws, the party headed for the purification plant at Lake Guinevere. Well, that's where we're supposed to be going. But... got some gym clothes. Oh. Got some sponge cakes to fight. Yeah. Alright, hold on, let me look at that. We needed that. Oh, we're not fighting that. Okay, not fighting that. Damn it. Whoa, those are some huge bones. Did they come from a giant monster or what? Huh? What's wrong, Rishay? Don't you like stuff like this? Well, these are just model bones. Model bones? Oh, you're right. Feels like plastic. Looks like someone was putting this together till they got bored and threw it out. Littering. Disgusting. Huh. I mean, even being able to make a model this huge is pretty impressive, I think. Astrid's masculine fascination with giant things was evidently beyond his wife's understanding. I'm not using that. Oh, shit. Well, it still hurt her pretty good. Whoa! Esther got his foot caught in the sand and almost fell over. What's this? The sand seems strangely loose here. Heave ho! Heave ho! Oh, some Amazon delivery handies are digging up the sand. Hey, what are you guys doing? Digging up the sand they need for Koshien Stadium, Hanny Hanny. Does it really take this much sand? The National Student Ball Game Competition soon, so they'll need lots, Diggy Diggy. The heck is that? It's where players of ball games from baseball to hacky sack come together to decide who's best for the game of tag. Why is a ball game competition about tag? You haven't heard of it? It's so popular that it contributed a lot to the spread of Magivision, apparently. We didn't have any Magivisions on my island. The losing students take a pile of dirt from the ground's home with them, so you can never have enough, Handy Ho. I see, so having sand available for the losers to take home crying requires all this hard work. This is the source of ballplayers' tears, you could say. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Handy Ho. What do they use the sand for when they get home? What do they use the sand for when they get home, exactly? Aster alone continued to be completely baffled as he watched the Hanny's work. Found one of the 100 landscapes. Almost found a quarter of all of them, folks. Ooh, look at that. If all these Antons weren't in the way, they'd get on my nerves.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, this is quite something. Desert as far as the eye can see. Raimi has turned and guessed at the desert's vastness. You can shout anything here and not worry about anyone hearing it. Yahoo! Ha, yelling like that is really liberating. You try it, Ramius. I don't know what to yell, though. Whatever comes to mind, just go with the first thing you think of. The first thing? It feels really good. Try it. Ramius? Ramius realized what she said and frantically composed herself. So sorry, that's all that came to mind. Ramius' eyes wandered as she spoke, her words growing increasingly shaky. I suppose that may have... bothered you. I won't do something so stupid. Oh, Ramius, I love you! Ooh, shouting that feels even better. Me too! I love you! I adore you more! What are they doing? Just ignore them. Aster mastered magic boost! See, that was useful. So you find just skills on the map. That's why it's important to look in every fucking nook and cranny, because you never know what you're gonna find. Alright, we're off! Almost. Okay. So I pretty much explored all the desert. Not really that much. Yeah, I know. You can go west from the capital. But I know what you guys want. Yeah, it's Ramius' turn for the second event. These are events from shortly after Ramius married Aster. Now, what to buy? Let's see. Aster and Ramius were going grocery shopping in Stallion. Want anything in particular? Anything's fine with me. Everything you cook is delicious. I appreciate it, but being told that anything's fine puts me in a difficult position. Does it? Do you have any favorite foods? I love anything edible. Ha! Sorry, it's just that all your cooking is good. Hey, I'm glad you'd say that. Think I'll go with tomato simmered fish for today, then. That'd be good. Oh, but maybe wine simmered beef would be better. That'd be good. Ramius vigorously nodded. How about a salmon and butter saute? Sounds good. Oh, a whole roast chicken could also be nice. Wonderful. I see, so she particularly likes meat. All right, we'll have meat today. That could certainly be filling and fattening. Don't get fat! I have to swore to defend Ramius' waist size to the death as he headed to the shopping district. Welcome. Today it's 20% off on chicken meat. Oh, perfect. One whole chicken, please. Thank you. Oh! When the butler noticed the butler. What butler? When the butcher noticed Ramius, his expression stiffened. If it isn't Lady Ramius, are you going shopping with this fellow? Yes, he's my husband. You got married? Is it that strange? No, not at all. Let me congratulate you by cutting the price in half. If you like, thank you. The butcher and Ramius feel so distant. When I was shopping in here alone, he acted totally different. The couple finished shopping and left the store. What's wrong? Why are you making that face? Oh, the butcher's behavior got me curious. I see, it's always like that. I wouldn't worry about it. But I am worried. This is about my precious wife. Then I hope you don't mind listening to a few complaints. I believe you know that people call me the Loner Knight. Yeah, I think that's a mean nickname. No, I think it describes me accurately. I'm not inclined towards working with others, and when I've tried, one of us gets hurt. This, of course, not only makes knights uneasy around me, but also the people I'm supposed to protect. At some point, I became a knight who was isolated from everyone around her, and that's when they started to call me the Loner Knight. But I have myself and my lack of experience to blame for that. I've wondered about that for a while. You're a little different from most people in some ways, yeah, but you have the desire to help the weak that any knight should, to be sure. Yes, I want to maintain my knightly honor, if nothing else. Then I don't get why the other knights avoid you. Well, because if we teamed up, they'd get hurt. That can't be it. If any man had a chance to team up with a big boob hottie like you, they'd take that opportunity even if it killed them. Big boob hottie? Me? Yeah, you're a cute girl. That can't be true, not with all this excess flab. Will she ever realize how attractive she is? Besides, Akival constantly tells me I'm not very feminine. Constantly? That often? Yes, for ages, whenever I'd be talking to someone, he'd come out of nowhere just to say that I'm not cute, and then leave. Whoa! Akival, you like your sister a little too much. Sounds like he was just trying to drive other guys away from her. He's very protective. Aster's assumption was mostly accurate. Aster said when... You? Are you Ramius? You are... Ramius was approached by a knight who had been appointed alongside her. Been a while. Heard you got married. Yes. Congrats, so you're taking this opportunity to quit, right? Huh? No, I don't intend to. Honestly, if you did quit being a knight, it'd help us out. What do you mean by that? Exactly what I said. Word about the loner knight spread so far that the rest of us from your year have a bad reputation too. I know you have the best of intentions, but I'm being honest in saying I want you to quit for all of our sakes. Sorry, but I still not interested? Not right now, at least. Nah, you never need to quit. Who are you? Ramius's husband. I see. You're a hell of a guy. What? Sir Akivo must like you a decent bit. Yeah, they went drinking together. I guess. He must. Otherwise, you'd be... Before the man could finish. We're in trouble! Another knight shouted as he frantically ran over. What in blazes happened? Monsters suddenly invaded the city and they're going on a rampage. What? This is an emergency. Let's evacuate the civilians outside the city quickly. That's impossible. The first merchant they attacked ran to the middle of the city and brought the monsters with him. He was trying to fuck those karate girls, I guess. The whole town's in a complete panic. I don't know if we can evacuate everyone on our own. Ramius! Yes, let's go. Hey, wait! The couple ignored the other knights and rushed into the city. In the center of town, people were running around frantically. This is awful! Looks like the monsters are this way. Don't think there's much choice but to beat them. Then let's charge in there. Wait, not so fast, you two! The other knights pursued the couple and breathlessly tried to get them to halt. Don't stop us. If we don't do something now, the damage to the city will be immense. Still, taking them by yourselves is absurd. That is encouraged, it's recklessness. This is a time for staying calm, delivering a report to our superiors, and discussing what to do next. As if there's time to waste on all that. But there's more monsters than knights here. We need to act cautiously. Otherwise, some of us could be casualties too. Protecting the townspeople is a knight's job, though. That's right, we're not here to justify cowardice. The knight, hit where it hurt, was stunned into silence. There's not much time. Let's go, Aster. I'll handle the front, you take the back. Sure, you can count on me. They readied their weapons and charged towards the enemies. Morons, this is clearly suicide. The knight made excuses for his own incompetence. Sometime later, the town had been full of screams and roars became quiet once more. Is it over? Still holding up her lance, Ramius cautiously analyzed the area. Looks like it. Behind her, Aster also checked the surroundings before taking a deep breath. They saw nothing around them but fallen monsters. Weaker than I was expecting. There sure were a lot, though. In the end, while the monsters were great in number, it was nothing that they couldn't take by themselves as long as they stayed calm. Although that would have been dangerous by myself. Yeah, even weak enemies can gang up on you. They'll exhaust you eventually. Thanks to having you by my side, I was able to take down the enemies. You have my deepest gratitude. We're married, Ramius. You don't have to thank me for that. Sorry, but I'm truly happy right now. I'm glad someone finally has my back. Ramius. Aster gently hugged Ramius from behind. Of course I do. You're my wife. He grinned. Aster, you're my soulmate for... Ramius was cut off by some abrupt cheers. What? Did you see that? Lady Ramius beat the monsters. Mm-hmm. A fine display. That's Sir Akival's little sister for you. Lady Ramius, thank you so much. You saved the town. Right. What's wrong? Try waving to the crowd or something. Well, I've never gotten cheers like this. I've never gotten cheers like this before. I'm not sure how to respond. You could try getting naked. I bet everyone would like that. Yes, that might be a good idea. Ramius put her hands on her clothes, preparing to start stripping. No, I was kidding! Were you? I need to be careful about making jokes, but anyway, I think they're just giving their honest opinion of you. Not concerned about whether the crowd was thanking him at all, asked or not of his satisfaction. Aster, they're cheering for both of us! Ramius gazed at Aster and smiled. I'm so glad to be your wife. Now I should be able to forget my days as the loner knight. Mm-hmm. Should we show the town our appreciation by waving? Let's. Ramius smiled and waved to the townspeople. The crowd watched her and cheered all the more. Sob, I'm so glad. I remember back when Lady Ramius would stand around drooling outside the butcher shop, and now she's saving the town. Uh-huh, this is the girl who waits hours for an old man to take a shift at the bookstore so she'd feel okay about buying porn, but now she's doing great things! Yes, Lady Ramius, who had to order specially made bras because nothing else we had fit! You hear that? You're so popular! I want to go home. I want to crawl into bed and sleep. Ramius blushed and looked down. That's how much everyone loves you, Ramius. Huh? The townspeople have been watching you since you were little. What could be nicer than that? When you put it like that, it is nice. It is nice, but... Knowing they remember my dark past just makes me... Wah! Unable to stand the shame, Ramius ran away. Boy, Ramius really is cute. Alright, I'll have to reward her by cooking the best meat I can. Aster finished up shopping, then headed home in a good mood. Ramius gained one skill point. we can give it a ranged thrust. But if you can't, then you can't use any of that. Doesn't stack with a stronger version. Yeah, I need to make her a powerhouse because she's the defense, she's the tank, really. Two levels up. Man, look how high everybody is. 20 and 21. We're over leveled. More skill points too, guys. Oh, Aster's got 2 points. Got an accurate slash and a trained slash. Slash all foes in the front row and do double damage. I really like that one, guys. Zap, not really useful. Mapping, I've already got Gargura doing that. Magic boost, no. We're just gonna do the trained slash. That seems really useful. She got 1 more point. Really nothing else you can do. Alright. I mean, that wasn't really useful, but whatever. There is one place I do want to go. I know we're supposed to go there, but hold on. It's just gold. Sorry, folks, it's a free heal. Right, water purification plant. This is the purification plant? It's bigger than I thought. What might you be doing here? This is an important facility belonging to the Republic of Lancelot. No visiting allowed. Civilians aren't permitted to enter. Just authorized personnel or mercenaries like us who were hired through the guild. Oh, I'm sorry. We were a little curious about something. I heard President Boris was visiting this plant. Do you know anything about that? The president wouldn't come here without any prior notice. This is an important public facility, I'll have you know. Please don't make baseless claims like that. Okay. As far as I can see, there's nothing sketchy going on here. Yeah, they've even got guards. That everything looks normal may itself be suspicious. I have no basis for saying that, though. At least call it a hunch or something. Are you not tourists? Do anything too shady and we'll have to call the knights. What? I'm sorry. Uh-oh, Gargara's master might be trying to get us in a fight with Lancelot's knights. Let's leave for now and see if anything happens. What's this girl doing? While everyone else tried to leave, Gargara approached the guards and started to stare them in the face. What is it, Gargara? Hey, why do you smell like President Boris? But what smell are you talking about? He's self-conscious about this old person's smell, so he uses really strong musk. So seriously? The guards smelled themselves to check. Caught you, you slipped up. Hiya! Ah! Ugh. There's a thud. Aster, come look at this. Oh. Gura instantly knocked the men out and stripped a glove off of one of their hands. Black Ring. These aren't guards, they're outlaws. Master said there's no regular staff at the facility. I'd figure if they're even out here at the entrance, this whole place must be a hive of outlaws. Makes the idea that he's ordering them to attack more believable. Let's hurry, we need to capture the president and stop this. The party snuck into the water purification plant and proceeded through the dim hallway. Money! What is that? Aster, don't move, huh? Aster was walking down the hall when Gura's unexpected shout shocked him into stopping mid-step. There's a trap. I'll disable it, so don't move your leg. Gura picked up a piece of crumbled wall and carefully had Aster step away while she put it down in his foot's place. There we go. Now the trap shouldn't trigger. Phew! By the way, what kind of trap would it have been? It's connected to the ceiling, so something would have fallen on you. I wonder what it would have been. Want to test it? Now I'll pass. Thanks, you saved me. Gura was the perfect height for Aster to pat on the head. I can't imagine a facility like this could have that many traps set up, but it wouldn't hurt to proceed with caution. The party nodded at Ramia's suggestion and resumed its search of the plant. Huh? The fuck are you guys? Party entered what looked like a break room and found some crude men resting there. You the president's guests or what? Wait, we're supposed to act like hired adventurers. Just let the front door guys do that. This really is a hive of outlaws. No proper staff anywhere, it seems. What? Are you guys intruders? How dare you fuckers trick us? Yeah, if these were real guards, burglars get in there pretty easy. Damn it, kill those assholes! The outlaws frantically drew their weapons and attacked the party. Ow. He's dead. He's almost dead. These guys are like piss ants now. Looks like a break room for the outlaws. They've even got women in there. Gura peeked into the room and told the others what she saw. Are these animals kidnapping girls again? Wait, it doesn't look like it. Yeah, ha ha! Nice place the president gave us. And all we gotta do is wander around and scare people in the cities. Except this next job sounds serious. He wants us to actually attack towns, apparently. Hey, long as you're out, steal some pricey jewelry for me. If you do, I'll get you off all night. No prob, I can totally get some. Better watch it. She killed her own husband for cash. Shut it, or I won't do you anymore. Tuh, then I'll just go kidnap some other broad. Heh heh heh, I don't mind. Outlaw or not, all women are fun to fuck. Oh my, what a hunk. Steal some pretty clothes from me and I'll give you some more serious pleasure. Alright, just leave it to me. Yeah, ha ha ha. What should we do, Aster? Attacking towns is unforgivable. Let's stop them before it's too late. Aster drew a sword and burst into the room where the outlaws were relaxing. What? Intruders? Get behind us, women! Oh, they already ran off. Ramius pointed where the women had been. They abandoned the men without a second look. What? Outlaws will be outlaws. Shit, fuck it, kill them! Bring it! How the fuck is there a Hanny in there? Wow, man, what's the point of guarding this boring place? Roll, roll, roll. A ball rolled up to the outlaw watching the hallway. They playing catch in the break room or what? Fuck's sake, better not break any glass, it'll piss someone off. Yeah! Yeah! And the outlaw bent over to pick up the ball, Garagura silently snuck up and knocked him unconscious. That was quite a display, Rangers never fail to impress. Nobody's trained this guy is all. Garagura was humble in the face of the praise, but she couldn't help but blush and smile. Did you see that? She hit him in the neck and knocked him out. Yeah, that's sweet. I want to do that. Maybe if I train hard enough. As long as you don't train on me. The party hid the unconscious outlaw behind something and resumed the search. Come on, you piece of shit. This is a regular old Hanny. Whoa, this is the purifier. Awesome. It's running on this magic battery. Wow, even a whole group of high-level mages don't have as much power as this. Magic batteries? You don't know? All magic items are powered by these boxes filled with magic power that we call magic batteries. Oh, like that energy Kath talked about. This is apparently how they turn the seawater from Lake Guinevere into fresh water. Something smells weird, though. I'm used to the smell from living on an island of fishermen, but this reeks of rotten fish. Also, the seawater's a strange color. Really? Yeah, I wouldn't want to swim in water like that. Huh? What's this? What, did you find something? By hitting the wall with the claws of her gloves, she found a small hole. Maybe it's like a hidden safe. What's in there? It's like a report on the purifier. Begin an investigation due to perceived abnormalities. We found that the time required to purify water has risen higher than expected. The cause is unknown. It's possible the purifier is degrading. Any abnormalities in the purifier are a threat to the Republic of Lancelot. We will undertake further investigations. P.S. The seawater is getting polluted. Why could that be? Why could that be? Excuse me, why could this be? Now I'm curious. Garagura, is anything else in there? Nope, doesn't look like it. If I find anything else, I'll tell you. I'd like to check out the purifier a little more, but we need to do something about the president first. Got it. Let's keep going. The party left the loudly operating purifier behind and proceeded deeper into the plant. Oh, it's another purifier. Maybe it's new. Unlike the last purifier, it's awfully quiet. Huh? This is fake. What? Look, it's just a painted wooden frame. When Esther hit the purifier, it made a hollow sound. You're right, it's totally empty. You'd never know from a distance. Could this mean they found a way to make lighter purifiers? No way, it's not even a purifier, it's just made to look like one. Why would they do that? Hey, I found another hidden safe. Garagura removed the false part of the wall and took out a bundle of papers. Another report, I take it. Lake Guinevere's pollution problem is becoming severe. The increased purification time is most likely a result of the polluted seawater. As a countermeasure, we'll build more purifiers. We've only prepared locations to set them up thus far. Unfortunately, even a technologically gifted race like the Poppins seem to need some time to get a full grasp of the purifier's workings. Based on our estimates, it will cost half of the national budget. But in heeding Lancelot's warning, our country has a budget saved up for just such an occasion as this, so that shouldn't pose any problem. However, our investigations have found that the Witches of the Round Table who created the purifiers were in possession of knowledge beyond our own. I see, one of the new purifiers must have been meant to go here. But what's with this fake one? Maybe the president's hiding something. Garagura, if you find anything else, tell us. Okay, I'll do my best. Party decided to proceed deeper into the facility. Wow, that was just a random battle. Oh, wow. Ugh, something stinks. Hold your breath. It's a poison gas leak. Thankfully, there's not too much. We should just be able to handle this. Oh yeah, we got an antidote from Kath. Why don't we just use that? Wait, Aster, I can't imagine Kath gave us that just to deal with this. Let's save Kath's medicine for later. We can just hold our breath when we need to. Okay then, let's go. For all their criticism, they really do trust Kath. The party decided to run through the poison gas filled halfway. Another purifier, but this one's fake too. Huh? What might this be? A pamphlet was lying there on the dusty, seemingly long, untouched floor. Kinda looks overproduced. Wait, there's pictures of this place in here. It says the brand new third purifier is operational. They must have set up these fakes just to take those pictures. I wonder how much tax money was wasted on these pamphlets. Hey, found another one. Thanks, you're good at finding this stuff. The Academy trained me to be. If I couldn't find hidden traps, I wouldn't get to eat, so that helped me learn fast. I see. Aster gently rubbed Gurgur on the head and then looked over at the new report. Lake Guinevere has started to generate poison, rot poison, one of the more powerful naturally occurring ones. Further, we have also discovered the cause. The ocean is constantly stirred by currents, but no such current exists in this man-made Lake Guinevere. All that seawater sits in one spot under the warm sun until it gradually decays. The poison is the result of its tampering with nature. Without more purifiers, many will likely suffer from the poison. But we haven't gotten a positive response from the president. Government action is taking longer than it should. So the poison gas is seriously coming from Lake Guinevere. Ugh, I feel kind of dizzy. That wasn't my imagination. I've actually been feeling ill. This is poison. It's probably leaking in from somewhere. Uh-oh, let's hurry on ahead. The party ran away from the area. Oh, we need that one. That means don't kill it. Okay, that's fine. Let her heal. I actually need you to heal. No. Oh! Too strong. I used the wrong character. Let's see if there's anything. Oh! There's some stuff up there, guys. Strong enemies, too. We gotta get this. Yeah. No, wow. Alright, I need that. Still too okay. Level shop. All right, here we go. No, you can't go right to the purification plant. All right, now let's head into the plant and take down Boars for real. I can help. Party set foot in the purification plant. Oh wow, you had to go to the end to heal them all the way? Well shit. It's more than what they had. Okay, good. Shit. She's not gonna do it, all right. Almost had it, but she healed. It's really hard to get a maid.
Let's go.
Another fake? As he looked down, Astro tapped against the light wooden material painted to look like a purifier. Tons of tax dollars must have been poured into this, and all they came out with was painted boxes. It'd be funny if it weren't so sad. Astro, I found more hidden documents. Quick work, as befits a ranger. Alright, let's give this a read. Egg noodles, 5G, wheat noodles, 5G, Bambara car, soy noodles, or whatever. Sweet noodles, 6G. Early bird chicken special, 7G. Lightspeed delivery, we're busy during lunchtime, so order in advance. What? This is just a delivery menu. But I couldn't find anything else suspicious. In the off chance something's found, I'm sure you'd want there to be something that looks innocuous. Now that you mention it, that one was kind of easier to find than the others. Doesn't look like there's anything else here. Shall we move on? We're not going to place an order? Any food brought to this poison-infested place wouldn't taste very good. Let's do it when we get out of here. Makes sense. The party put the menu back where they found it and resumed the search. A door. It's pretty sturdy. Something's written on it. Storage room. No entry. Storage room? They've even got this heavy padlock on it. What could they possibly be storing? Astro, I could smell a little bit of poison gas past this door. Poison gas? Maybe we should kick it down. That'd be way loud and they'd find us and surround us immediately. Astro, this lock's nothing I can't pick. Really? Could you do that then? Okay. Gurgur took out a needle, stuck it in the lock, and started digging around it in what appeared to be a completely random manner. There, open. I heard rumors, but rangers sure excel at picking locks. You could find all the hidden porn you wanted. Why porn? The party put their hands on the heavy door and carefully pushed it open. So what's down here? Okay, more shit. This is like the game's actual first dungeon. Not like the outlaw hideout. What could this room be? Is it just for storing barrels? Looks like these are new. Don't think they were bringing something in from outside or anything. There's a strange contraption here. Could be for transporting water. It smells even worse in here. We better not stay here too long. Yep, found another hiding place. And the ceiling this time? Who'd have missed that if not for you, Gura-Gura? Excuse me, we'd have missed that if not for you, Gura-Gura. let's see. I've done what I could to prevent the poison gas from blowing into the cities, and my time is almost up. My investigation has even unraveled the history of this nation, but it was highly difficult with many of my documents disposed of. King Arthur rejected Lancelot for tampering with nature, likely because he foresaw this very phenomenon. Then why did Lancelot go against King Arthur's wishes and push the idea through anyway? Because even then, this country lacked water. Rather than think about the far future, they had to choose what would make life easiest then. But there is hope. Records show that King Arthur had the witches of the Round Table develop a device that works on the poison gas. King Arthur, what a generous man he was. Lancelot acted against King Arthur, yet the latter still devoted himself to helping his old friend. Truly he's worthy of being called a great hero. The device is... Dang, he must have started running out of ink at the end. I can't read this. I do wonder what he said, but we're in a hurry. Can't loiter around here, we'll inhale the gas. Got it. Party was curious about the odd device, but decided to move on. I don't get why or how, but this device apparently stores the gas in these barrels. I saw a device like this a long time ago when barrels of fresh air were selling bizarrely well. Fresh air is one thing, but I don't know about poison gas. Uh-oh, it's starting to leak. The party frantically distanced themselves from the device. Ugh, stinks. The party held their breath as they slowly proceeded through the poison gas-filled room. Look at all these barrels. Were they planning a wine party? Astro, I smell poison gas leaking from the barrels. So do all these barrels contain poison gas? Astro, we can't stay here too long or it'll be hazardous. Wait, just a bit longer, I see something back there. Astro began to carefully investigate the room full of barrels. What are these barrels that are just randomly sitting around everywhere? Astro, don't touch that, I smell poison gas in there. Poison gas? Looks like they've been putting poison gas in these barrels. Whoa, wouldn't want to open one. Astro pulled his hand away from the barrel. Found Menga Meatbone. Everyone's HP fully healed. Whoa, a corpse! Astra, this place is bad. The poison's so strong that we shouldn't go in there. My nose stings. The corpse is surrounded by snack crumbs. I bet he was slacking off here and ended up killed by the gas. Oh, there's another hidden safe over there. Gura Gura! Before Astra could stop her, Gura Gura went ahead and took the documents out of the safe, then came back. Here you go. Don't go off and do dangerous things like that. Don't you know we all worry about you? You do? Obviously. Thanks. But that's okay, I'm a teensy bit resistant to poison. Huh, that's possible? My teacher at the academy knew lots about poison. He trains us to raise our resistance and stuff. Resistance to poison? I've heard that training was so severe that many lost their lives to it, though. Gura Gura, when you're with us, never do anything so stupid. Huh? Okay. So what is the document Gura Gura put herself in danger to get, say? This plant is dangerous. The poison has even affected me. I doubt I have much time to live. I've heard they circumvented fixing it by getting new staff who don't fear death, but they clearly couldn't be upstanding people. They may be excuse me, never mind that. Some of my investigation reports have disappeared. They must be disadvantageous to someone. I've hidden a few other reports in this plant. Now I pray they're found by someone who cares. My vision is foggy and I can barely move. It seems my time has come. This investigator guy risked his life to try and tell us all this stuff. I don't know who he was, but may he rest in peace. I wish I could have lived longer. I'm still only 145 years old. You lived long enough! For the last part, I get a feeling he died of old age more than poison. Well, either way, he helped us. Let's be thankful and moved on. The party put away the report and decided to head yet deeper into the plant. Poison gas! But we have enough to get through. We have to get through here to reach Boars. If we hold our breath. Not working! Looks like the poison's building up here. If the wind outside changed direction, I think we'd be able to pass through at least. Do we just have to wait? Let's go search somewhere else in the meantime. The party decided to look elsewhere till the poison went away. Where'd we go? I've been everywhere else. Oh! Found the intruders. They the ones who did in our buddies? Yeah, more outlaws. The fucking president hired us. You think he can win? Let's beat these fools and get a bonus from him. Yeah. They just revealed their connection to Boars. I don't know if they're stupid because they're outlaws or if they're outlaws because they're stupid. As for their attacking, the party drew their weapons and took on the violently shouting outlaws. Oh, outlaw knight. He's beat. Oh! Man, that guy can take a beating. Yeah. right. Killer. No, it doesn't. Still has another, so we have to wait for her to gain that point back. Alright, good. Perfect. Ah! Ramius. I hope we can get her on this. No, we can't. We have to wait. All right, hold on. Yeah, she healed back to 300. It's hard because they heal. Hey, Aster, mind if I give you my theory? I'd love to hear it, actually. So it sounds like the Republic of Lancelot's poison gas is being naturally generated by the lake, meaning it's not like the outlaws are spreading it around themselves. And the president used the funds that were saved for the plant for his own personal gain. Then to keep anyone from finding out, he set up fake purifiers in here and tricked everyone. But he'd only be able to do that as long as he's president. That'd be why Boris has to win the election no matter what. So Boris hired outlaws to terrorize the public in hopes he'd get them to vote for him. By proclaiming that the ruins of Arthur are the threat, he could declare a fake reconstruction project and use that to get the funds he needs for the plant. But Tio's got more support than he was expecting. So now he's gone even further by using outlaws to attack towns. What a farce, the public won't stand for this. Does that mean Snake Crest's not involved here? No, I doubt even the president was able to hire outlaws himself. He must know someone connected to them. So it is Snake Crest. We're almost to the plant's control room. Master said the president's in there. Alright, then let's arrest him fast. The fake purifiers are undeniable proof of his crimes. Okay. If my prediction's right, Gurugura's master is probably from Snake Crest. But if that's true, I don't see what he has to gain from giving us Boar's location and having us go beat him. No evildoer can go unpunished. When I beat the president, everyone will know I'm an awesome knight. Gurugura? We can talk later. I sense a powerful opponent past here. Alright, careful everyone. Party proceeded to the control room where the president was. Hold on, first. Okay. Okay. There's nothing else there, so, yeah. What is the delay? When the party was about to step into the room, an enraged shot from Boris stopped them in their tracks.
Sorry.
Sorry, sir. It's just we didn't know you want us to attack the cities. Getting ready for that takes time. You've been trained for combat, haven't you? Get what I told you to prepare at once. Train? We're outlaws. You wanted us to do something with those barrels there, right? Oh, why are these here? Can outlaws not even store things properly? Forrest continued to insult the frantically preparing outlaws as he activated the magic transmitter on his desk. Did the investigation I asked of my secretary arrive? So Tio's support is the highest in Pankar. Boss, are we attacking Pankar? That's right. Slaughter them, women, children, everyone. Teach the world to fear outlaws. Gotcha, boss. I'm not your boss. I'm the president. Bang. We heard everything. President Bors, you're a criminal. What? Who are you people? Attack Pankark. How can a president value people's lives so little? Attack? What are you talking about? Don't try to make excuses. I recorded the whole conversation on my magic transmitter. Wow, that's the latest model. Awesome, I wanted one of those. You just bought an expensive beta stone player, Rishe. This isn't the time, you two. How did you know I was here in the first place? We don't need to answer to evil. I see. Then let's see if I can force it out of you. Your time to shine, Rangers! At Bors' call, several men appeared out of nowhere. Who are they? Where the heck did they come from? I've been sensing some unrestrained bloodlust. It must have been from them. And right before the epic battle, we're gonna go ahead and end it here! This is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you next time on Grim Sentai Games Corner with Eve Nicole.